when you wake up once I give you my dominion. Oh, darling, please.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinema Tech, Project Space, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage, The Zoo Shop, and across the bridge, North Vancouver Music Gallery.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Show you're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. And stick around because we have Redrick Sultan coming to the show. We'll be right back.
Good evening and welcome. My name is Gil Scott-Heron. My accomplices are, first from left to right, Eddie Knowles, a drummer for the Denny Zulu Dance Group, a drummer for the Simba Dancers, and a percussionist for a group called Black and Blues. The brother to my immediate left is Charlie Saunders of the Simba Dance Group and a former drummer for Loretta Parker. David Barnes, a singer for Black and Blues, will be heard later on in the evening. We'd like to do a poem for you called The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, primarily because it won't be. You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on reports from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lifes of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he had been saving for just the right occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so goddamn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally screwed Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm women liberationists and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, or Engelbert Humperdinck. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Like the armadillos in Switzerland, and they said, "Oh, it is so beautiful. Smiling at each other as they drove past each other, as they drove past each other, and they smiled and they said, "Hello, farmer." They said hello to each other. "Hello, farmer.
Hello, farmer. Hello,
hello, farmer. Said, "Look, look." And the birds flowed and swooped down upon the cars in a friendly fashion. And finally, the farmers reached a place where the people were much, much bigger than they were. These people were actually normal size as we know them. And they did not make their cars out of cans, but they made their cars out of metal, and they used cans as cans. And these people were giants to the farmers, and they had some fear, but they were strong and noble, these farmers, and they decided that they did not belong here, and that this was not a good place for them. Turned around and they drove home. But they had had a nice day. They had had a nice day. And they arrived home and they got out of their cars. And the husbands and the wives smiled at each other. And the children played in the yard.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
In Canada,
June is recognized as National Aboriginal History Month and culminates on June 21st, which is National Aboriginal Day. CITR is a proud supporter of National Aboriginal History Month and is pleased to bring you special programming as well as highlights of events taking place throughout the month of June.
On June 5th, come to the Victoria Theatre in the Irving K. Barber Library for the grand opening of National Aboriginal History Month. There you will find several visual displays dedicated to National Aboriginal History Month, as well as a screening of the film Musqueam Through Time and a discussion of Marple Village by Susan Roy, author of These Mysterious People.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. This is a morning after show. Like I said, we have a Red Rick Sultan here, Noah and Spencer. Hey guys, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Fine, thanks. So we started the show with an Italian band called Giardini di Miro. And the song was called Pearl Harbor. And then we listened to a couple of tracks from The Rain and the Sidewalk from their EP Stuck. Listen to It's Time to Go and Hollow. These guys are going to be performing on Saturday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, 1143 Kingsway, during on the sidewalk. And after them, we'll listen to Gil Scott Heron with the song The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. And after them, Marvin Pontiac with the song Small Car. Pretty cool song. And so we're here with the guys. Are you guys going to be playing some acoustic live music? That's the idea.
That we'll play Friday.
Cool. So yeah, Redrick Sultan is performing this Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. So stick around. They're going to play a couple of tunes today. But in the meantime, let's listen to a song from your city, no?
Sure.
Trolling for Answers. Which one should we play?
I don't know. How about the third track, maybe?
Dinosaurs?
Is that what it is?
Oh, you mean people?
I meant the fourth one, actually.
The fourth? People?
Yeah, let's listen to People.
Okay, let's listen to People, and we'll be right back here, 101.9 FM. Okay, so that's Rhetoric Sultan from their latest album, Trolling from Answers, Trolling for Answers. And yeah, the guys are here, and it's going to be it's on Friday your last show for a while. Or
we've got that one, and then the next Saturday we're actually playing at the Railway Club.
Okay.
But Noah's going to be in Ireland already.
Okay.
So we have another bass player that we sometimes play with, and he'll be joining us.
Okay.
The Winston Minkler will be.
Okay. Cool. He plays with SARS, the SARS trio or something.
Tim SARS
trio or something. Yeah. Okay.
Plays with him quite a bit, I think.
Cool. So you're leaving. When are you leaving then?
Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay. So in 9 days,
yeah.
Pretty much. Cool. You excited?
Yeah.
you're going for a while, no? For.
This is for the summer. I'll be back at the end of the summer.
Okay.
We'll be ready to do something.
Okay.
Something. How mysterious of you. And where are you going? I don't think we actually just said that.
We'll see.
So mysterious.
You're just flying to Ireland and then see what.
Yeah,
the road takes you from there.
See where I find myself.
Cool.
So
yeah, don't miss these guys this Friday. It's gonna be really cool playing with Two Apple Tobacco, which they just had a big fundraising, no, for the dance theater company at the Media Club. How was that? It was really cool.
It was fun. Yeah, good dance.
Who played there? Stolen Organ Family Band.
Yeah.
You guys play also.
And Two
Apple Tobacco.
And Booby Trap.
Booby Trap?
Yeah, Booby Trap.
Cool. Okay, so you want to play a song? Or?
Sure.
Yeah? Let's do a live song here on the morning after show. What are we gonna listen to?
So this is a new song of ours called Operation.
Okay.
We'll be playing it Friday.
Cool.
As part of the acoustic set.
We planned for the sun.
Cool. So that song is Operation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brand new song.
Yeah, within the last month or two.
Cool. So when's the next? Are you planning for the next CD or just writing songs right now? Or
yes, trying to plan. Very crazy.
Yeah, we hope to get it out. We come back from Europe in September. We come back early September. We hope to rent a place and start recording it.
Okay.
Start working on it and hopefully get it out by early next year, I guess.
Okay. Because Spencer is also going to Europe, but you're leaving afterwards, no?
Yeah, I'm going to Finland with my family July 4th.
July 4th? Okay.
Yeah.
So, cool. Yeah, so... Do you have the name for the new CD or anything like that? No,
no, not yet.
It's just in the
just a bunch of songs and some crazy ideas.
Yeah, cool. In the last CD, you had a lot of musical guests, no?
Yeah, that's true.
You're planning to do the same for the next? Get all these crazy musicians.
I think we'll probably pare it down quite a bit this time. Just keep it the. Well, I don't know.
Yeah. I imagine there will be at least a few guests. Yeah, I think we'll be able to avoid that.
Yeah, there will be guests.
But it will...
Probably more focused. Well, not focused. Probably just a bit more just centered around the band.
Okay.
Yeah, this one was a bit more centered on different groups, like the string quartet or like the more jazz kind of group or like...
The rap more or the folky stuff.
Okay.
This one will probably be more consistent to one sort of group.
Yeah, more so guests to the band as opposed to different groups playing different songs.
Okay, cool. This is, you have two CDs, no?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference or between the first and the second one? Or what do you think is the process
first,
change?
The first one was, we played, pretty much everything was played live on the CD, just between the four of us, me, Noah, Jared, and Angus. And so we just jammed it out for months, just recording every time and then just taking the best takes, and there were very minimal overdubs, whereas the other CD was just or the second CD, Trolling, was there were like two or there were three songs that were recorded kind of like that.
Uh-huh.
And then the rest of it was all just pieced together by me in my room.
Okay.
And then recording all these other people so that we could get the sounds we wanted.
But, cool.
Both were fun.
Yeah, I guess. What about the artwork? Who did the artwork for the...
That was our friend Cody Klein. He used to sing in our band when we were more of a metal band. And we still hang out with him regularly and always enjoyed his artwork. So when it came time to do the first CD, we're like, hey... We just looked through his art book and he had this funny picture and we thought, yeah, let's... Can we use that? And he's like, yeah. And then for this one, we figured, hey, we'll ask him again. And then he came up with one idea, and then it was a pretty cool idea, but it didn't quite suit it. And then he came up with this idea, and then we're like, yeah, that works really well.
Yeah. Yeah. We also couldn't find a picture of art that. Well, I really wanted to use it for the first one, but everybody else thought it was too scary. Cause it wasn't really scary.
It was kind of a troll face.
Yeah, we thought about using it for that one, but then it was mysteriously gone.
Yeah, he couldn't find the book that it was in, so he said you just have to draw something new.
Yeah, well, for the people that haven't seen the CD, it's like a troll with a turban and hypnotizing a Vancouverite, I guess.
I've heard that guy kind of looks like Bobby Hill. Actually, I think someone even sold us that in Texas.
Yeah?
The funny dude who's getting the spell cast on him.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so we have a request here, so let's play some... Brass Action here. Ryan requested this, so let's listen to this. This is called The Devil Down Below by the Brass Action, and we'll be right here. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Alone and destitute, our intrepid hero flees the wave-ravaged coast and drowns his sorrows at a roadside watering hole.
Lemon squash and a scotch and water, please. And turn that TV up.
Driving down the highway, dust bowls in your ear. That is how we know that paradise is near. Be sure you're driving faster than that wall of fire. Better hope to hell that you don't pop a tire. Think about a life that's calmer than before.
You won't have to worry your front lawn anymore.
The grass is never greener than a dusty brown. Ain't no other sun, don't let it get you down. Drinking water by filtering our feet. Everyone here does it.
Ain't so bad, you'll see my friend.
At least it's halfway better than rolling with the waves. Wake up, the squinter's paradise may be your last escape.
All BC short filmmakers, the third annual Vancouver Short Film Festival is back and accepting entries until August 1st. Students and professionals welcome. No max time limit, but keep them short. At the last festival, 45 short films were screened. $18,000 in prizes was awarded. For more information or to enter, visit bsff.com.
Music.
Music Waste is Vancouver's premier independent music festival, highlighting our region's most exciting and innovative bands. Come out between June 7th and June 10th to see shows by Apollo Ghosts, Capital Six, Phoenix Thunderbird, Ketamines, and Weed, as well as art and comedy. Full festival passes are only $15 and promise an unhealthy amount of awesomeness. For more information, visit musicwaste.ca.
So we're back here. That was Two Apple Tobacco from their latest CD, Squinter's Paradise. The song was also Squinter's Paradise. And before then, we listened to Brass Action with The Devil Down Below. So Two Apple Tobacco are going to be performing this Friday and Saturday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association. They will gonna do a double whammy there this weekend, so check out Two Apple Tobacco. They're going to be playing with you guys, no? Rhetoric Sultan on Friday. So it's going to be a very, very fun show there. So, yeah, let's play another song, no?
Sure. Want to do the Spring?
Is this on the Trolling for Answers?
This one is another new one.
Oh, another new one? Cool. Yeah, and Panax coming to the show on Friday too?
Yes, I do believe he will be there.
Okay, cool.
He's moving up north for a few months to work on a coal mine or something.
Okay.
Not a coal mine. but he's going to make a bunch of money and then come back.
Okay. That's a new song?
Indeed. That is new.
Cool. What's the name of that song?
That one's called Springtime.
Springtime? Okay.
So we call it currently.
Cool. Yeah, it's just in time for the spring. Well, indeed. Not much of a spring here in Vancouver, right? It's kind of...
Well, It's kind of past, I guess.
Yeah.
It was a good spring. I enjoyed April.
Yeah. A couple of sunny days there. Now back to the rain.
Back to winter. Now there's just trees around.
Cool. Okay, let's listen to Los Furious. Los Furious are going to be performing this Saturday at the British X. It's a fundraiser. So, yeah, Los Furious is a pretty cool ska band. And then we'll be right back here with the Rhetoric Sultan playing live here on the Morning After show.
We'll be right back. this way out, yeah. Oh, don't you worry, don't you stress now, girl. Love it, be love, it's gonna work its way out, yeah. Money be money, gonna work its way out. Love it, be love, it's gonna work its way out.
Here 101.9 FM. That was Giraffe Aftermath from the CD Sleepless Nights, and that was Lion Man. And before that, Los Furious with Together as One. They're playing this Saturday, the British X, 1143 Kingsway Avenue. They're pretty fun guys, dancey guys. And well, let's say some shout-outs, no? Who was the guy that was texting you?
Asking? Oh, Shadows? Oh, the Shadow Man?
Shadow Man?
Oh, that's Tom Sauter.
Okay.
Hey, Tom, we're talking about you.
Yeah. He was asking if I'm wearing a mustache.
So, are you, Oswaldo?
Yeah, not yet. And let's see, Lillian is really digging your music. So.
Cool, thanks, Lillian. Yeah,
so hi to Lillian. And also Mark Bingnell is listening to the show. He has a radio show, Cop Radio, on Wednesdays at 3:30, Vancouver. And he invited you to play tomorrow. So
awesome.
Yeah.
We'll see him then.
Yeah, so check out these guys tomorrow. They're going to be at the Mark's show at Cop Radio tomorrow at 3:30. Who else is there online? Wayne Powell. Oh, my friend Sergio in Mexico City. Also, he's digging the tunes. Sweet. So, yeah. Hi to Sergio. And my friend Homero Antiveros, from a keyboard player from Inspector in Monterrey, also in Mexico. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, pretty cool. And I don't know, anybody else you want to say hi or send your love or anything?
Send a love out to everyone.
Yeah. Cool. So, yeah, don't miss Roderick Sultan this Friday playing at the 1143 Kingsway. And so let's listen to another song, no?
Sure.
You have your guitar there. What are we going to listen to now?
This one, I've been calling it Devil's Diamonds.
Devil's Dance?
Devil's Diamonds.
Oh, Devil's Diamonds. A new one too?
Yep, new one. I think I've changed the name though because it's a bit of a tongue teaser. let's see here. Alright, it's in tune.
I went tooth, crossroads just like long ago. Looking for the devil so I could sell my soul. I needed something new, a chord I didn't know. So down to the crossroads, down I did go. Your mission done.
River with devil's diamonds in hand to give her. us in with lots of sin. For loads of you will give in. But as you see, it's not so bad. Many lives that he has had with devil Simons in the sky. As many sides has risen.
Cool, so that was Redrick Sultan with the Devil's Diamonds.
Anything is possible!
Cinco Cinco Wednesdays at the Cobalt. $5 cover, $5 draft, and $5 highballs. A weekly showcase of up-and-coming bands, artists, and DJs, where the artists get 100% of their ticket sales. For more information, visit thecobalt.ca.
Western Canada's largest independent music and arts festival, Sled Island, features over 200 bands, including Feist, The Hold Steady, Archers of Loaf, and Andrew WK. Sled Island also features comedy, film, and art at multiple venues in Calgary, Alberta, from June 20th through the 23rd. Festival passes are on sale now at sledisland.com. Get your sled on.
So that was A Place to Bury Strangers. They're coming to town on June 12th, playing the Biltmore Cabaret. A Place to Bury Strangers. They're kind of like a psychedelic band from the USA. Actually, they're from New York. Yeah, they're pretty... not old, but they've been going around since 2001. So, yeah. Like 11 years. Yeah, pretty cool band. So, yeah, June 12th at the Biltmore Cabaret. So, let's do another song, no? Before we still have some time here to play some live music. What are we going to listen to now?
This is called... it's currently called Berries.
Okay.
That's a pretty working title.
Okay.
It's another one of our acoustic song, new ones. Here we go.
So that song is also a new one?
Indeed, yes.
Yeah. Cool. So Corina was asking us about the open mic tonight. There's an open mic at Displace Hatchery. That's 3293 West 4th Avenue there on Blenheim. And yeah, a couple of really cool people playing there. I think This Is The Shoes are going to play tonight. Don Alder is going to be performing also. Devil in the Wood Shack. Well, you guys played there before, no? This place, Hatchery.
Yeah, it's fun times.
Yeah, it's really fun to fun place. And also, there's another place that is putting live music. The corner downtown, Seymour and Davy, and they're starting tomorrow with an acoustic jam. So yeah, check it out. The corner also on Davy and Seymour, and tonight This Place Hatchery at 3293 West 4th Avenue. So yeah, pretty cool places to play. So we're reaching the end of the show. I don't know if you guys want to play another song before we go. Do you have anything?
Do we know any other ones?
Yeah,
we can
do the Time is Right or the Happy Rock song.
Which one?
We can't do Happy Rock.
Think about it.
Think about it.
Yeah.
And don't miss these guys, Roderick Sultan, playing this Friday at 1143 Kingsway at the British Ex-Servicemen Association with Two Apple Tobacco. And you're going to start with an acoustic set, no, on Friday?
Indeed, yeah.
Do a little acoustic and then with the electric, no? So,
yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be really cool.
Cool. All right, this song is called The Time Is Right. But the tune isn't.
That was Roderick Sultan playing live here on the Morning After show. And so recapping, these guys are going to be playing this Friday with Tuapple Tobacco, the British Ex-Servicemen Association. And then next week at the Railway, but without Noah. And who else is playing that day?
That's Subtle Like a T-Rex's CD, or is it EP? CD release, I think.
Okay.
And then I think also Whitey is playing on that bill. And another band that is, I've been informed, is good, but I can't remember.
Okay.
I remember the people who put on the show were really stoked about the whole lineup, but I can't remember the fourth band.
Okay. Cool. So this...
Oh, 7 9s and 10s. That's what it is. Sorry.
Sorry?
7 9s and 10s are also
playing. Okay. So, yeah, so this Friday is your last chance to see the whole band for a while. So don't miss that. And on Saturday, Los Furios playing with Tuapple Tobacco and The Rain on the Sidewalk, also there on the Kingsway. And today the open mic at This Place Hatchery. That's on this West 4th Avenue, Blame Him. And what else? Place to Bury Strangers playing this Tuesday. And I don't know if you have any other concerts or gigs that you want to recommend people to check out. The Corner downtown starting to have a gig, so tomorrow, have a cover night tomorrow. So it's going to be really cool.
Well, I have a concert gig thing. This weekend, Bruno Huber's movie is playing again. Bruno's Blues. At somewhere.
Okay.
Should be really cool. It will have the entire Vancouver jazz people as the cast of the movie.
Oh yeah.
I've been told it's been coming out for a couple years now, and other people have been for even more years. And it actually came out.
Okay.
Congratulations, Bruno.
And it's what, Bruno?
Bruno Huber. H-U-B-E-R-T. He's a jazz piano fantastical man. And he lives at the...
Huber with a T.
He lives at the labor room.
Okay.
He's been skulking around those...
Okay, yeah, I know. I've seen him before. Okay, cool. Oh, yeah, so there's the... The film, Bruno's Blues?
Indeed.
Is that it? Yeah. Okay.
Smoking and drinking.
And so it doesn't say where it's going to be shown.
I tried to figure it out. It's somewhere on Broadway, I think, on a theater. And it's on Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday, okay. We're trying to find that.
Also, I think it's every Friday and Saturday of the month or something. Or so Angus told me.
Okay, yeah.
There you go, Lucy.
Okay, well, let's check it out. Bruno's Blues film. Okay, so... Yeah, we should get... the next show is Inner Journey with Arthur Kay, which is not here yet. But in the meantime, we can leave you with a song. This was the Morning After Show. And stick around because I'll be back at 2 o'clock. I'm going to be filling in for Linda. So I'm going to play a lot of singer-songwriters from Vancouver who also have shows coming up. So stick around, CITR, 101.9 FM. And if you missed this show, you can always podcast it at www.citr.ca. And then you can listen to these guys' live performance here. Well, a lot of cool new tunes, eh? They sounded really cool.
Thanks.
Yeah. Excited to listen to them recorded and mastered and everything, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
really fun. Really
cool. The full band on it.
So I'm going to put in the meantime this song by Sonic Boom. He performed at the Waldorf Hotel, and I have the opportunity to do a quick interview with him. You can read on bandmusic.ca. Sonic Boom, actually his name is Peter Kember, and he was part of Spaceman 3, Spectrum Experimental Audio Research, or EAR. So a pretty awesome guy. So leave you with this live tune from the Waldorf, and I'll see you later. Listening to 101.9.